the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Sarah Slattery is with us, thetravelexpert.ie. And Sarah, you're going to tell us all about taking your holidays out of Cork Airport, which I think became particularly busy last year, didn't it?
It did. It had its busiest ever year last year, 3.46 million passengers. And there's actually 48 different routes or different destinations you can fly to this summer, which is, you know, I think people would be familiar with the traditional sun destinations, the Portugal, Spain's and the Canaries and places like that. But I thought we'd maybe talk about some of the different routes today. But it's also important, I suppose, to note as well, particularly with people nervous about travelling via the UAE, that they've a lot of connections, like the 4 flights to Heathrow daily, 3 via Amsterdam, 1 to Paris, and then some weekly flights to Frankfurt and Zurich. So great connections if you do want to go long haul and avoid the UAE. There's plenty of options there as well.
And also that you have parking, which is relatively available compared to if you're going out of Dublin, and at a reasonable price.
Yeah, I think, is it 6 or 8 minutes walk, the furthest car parking spot from the terminal, something like that. Anyway, very, very close. No need for long buses or waits or any of that drama. In fact, it won Best Regional Airport under 5 million passengers for the third time last year. And one other thing that I thought was worth mentioning was they're doing a lot of renovation work at the moment, improving the terminal, but they're also going to have Ireland's first solar farm. So 20% of the airport's electricity is going to be used by these with this solar farm when it's finished.
Okay, give us some of the examples of what we have. New routes, for example, Aer Lingus have a route to Nice, which is running until the end of September on a Wednesday and Saturday.
That's right. And I just think Nice is such a great destination. There's so many places you can travel to and so accessible as well. The train line is fantastic. It brings you right into Italy. You can literally be in Monaco in 20 minutes. You can go to Antibes, Saint-Tropez, Cannes. I mean, the list is endless. It's actually a great destination for solo travellers as well, because it's, you know, I sometimes think when you're solo, travelling on your own, you want to kind of be doing things. You want to go to different destinations, and you can get like a 7-day train ticket for €50 that will bring you everywhere on the buses, trams, trains, so into all these fabulous places and explore.
Aer Lingus are also offering Santiago de Compostela on Wednesdays and Sundays until the 24th of October.
Yeah, I mean, the Camino is just, I mean, I think Ireland's love of the Camino is just getting bigger and bigger every year. So this is going to be fantastic for walkers, for people looking for that kind of outdoor experience. You've also got, I mean, it is a beautiful city in itself. It's UNESCO World Heritage Site. So of course, it's great for city breaks. And because it's northern Spain, temperatures tend to be milder than the south. So it's kind of better for July, August as well, for people looking for Spain, but maybe cooler temperatures. But there's no doubt the Camino is the big draw there. So I was kind of looking at prices from Cork, and you could get a full 7-day guided tour, 3 nights in Santiago, 4 nights in Lugo, with a guide throughout from €11.95 in September for a week. And that would include all your accommodation, flights, transfers, the whole lot.
Now, what about going to Bilbao? How often can you do that from Cork in a week?
Yeah, this is actually 3 times a week until the 13th of September. So the airfares are very competitive with our you know, because of this, there's so many flights. Now, I really loved Bilbao. I was there a few years ago, and of course, art lovers will know the Guggenheim is there. But it's just a really gorgeous city. The old town, you have to go down about 300 steps to get into it, and you've got all these fab kind of narrow streets with pinto bars, which are like kind of like tapas bars. Pintos are maybe slightly bigger, but it's a big kind of foodie spot. And there's also a gorgeous big square there. You can kayak along the river. And one of the things we did from there was we went down into Rioja and through the winelands, and it's only an hour south. It's absolutely fab thing to do. And you can go an hour east and go over into San Sebastian. So for kind of foodies or wine lovers, things like that, I think it would make either a lovely short break, or if you want to go for a longer, get a car and drive around and explore the area.
Now, everything we've mentioned to date is Aer Lingus, but there's loads of Ryanair destinations out of Cork as well. Start with Sardinia.
Yeah, I kind of mentioned Sardinia a few times, but I just think it's, again, it's such a destination so many people haven't been to yet. It's less than 3 hours to get there, literally 15 minutes, you're on the beach in Alghero, a fabulous white sandy beach there. And there's a medieval town, again, pretty kind of cobblestone streets, shops, lovely shops and restaurants. It's actually ideal for a short break because it's such a short flight and a short transfer. And the prices are really, really good as well. Like for a 3-night break in October in a 4-star hotel, you're talking $299 including flights. If you want to stay longer, I suggest going north up to La Maddalena. You'll see there's some of the best beaches in Europe are up there. They're kind of viral beaches you'll see on Instagram and TikTok. They're absolutely stunning. So, you know, you can obviously stay longer. Accommodation is a bit more expensive up that end, but ideal for a short break or a longer stay.
Okay, and then what about the Greek islands from Cork?
Yeah, Rhodes is probably my favourite. My favourite from where you can go on a direct flight. It's kind of one of those islands that has it all, really. Great for if you want a bit of nightlife and want your typical beach resort. But also Rhodes Town is absolutely stunning. Like it's a UNESCO site, but it's actually also the best preserved, one of the best preserved walled cities in Europe, if not the best. Absolutely incredible to walk around. And then you've got a kind of a newer part to the town, a marina outside as well. You can do day trips over to Symi, that kind of picture perfect Greek island with the blue and white houses. And there's just an awful lot to see and do. Lindos down the south is a gorgeous hilltop town with the whitewashed buildings. It's one of those like loads and loads to see and do if you want to, but also you can have it as a beach holiday. Kind of has everything. It's just one of those islands that has everything.
Okay. And then back into mainland Italy, going into Tuscany via Pisa.
Yeah, a Pisa again, like really, really cheap flights Ryanair to Pisa. They go Monday and Friday right up to the 23rd of October. Again, so many options with Pisa. I mean, the Leaning Tower is 3 kilometres from the airport. So like it's so accessible to even just you literally stop by on your way to one of the Tuscan towns if you want to, or on the way back from the airport. It's so easy to explore. You can literally park outside. But also you've got, of course, all the popular Tuscan towns, Florence, Lucca, San Gimignano, all very accessible from Pisa. You've also got beaches, about 45 minutes from the beaches there, Via Reggio. Or if you want to go north, you can even go up to the Cinque Terre. It's about 90 minutes. So Pisa really opens up that whole north Italian area, and really, really great value flights. I'd say get a car and go explore it.
Okay, what about France with Ryanair again?
Yeah, Carcassonne is, again, I don't think we've actually ever spoke about Carcassonne before. And again, it's one of those cities that I don't know if you've ever been, but
no.
It's like kind of stepping into a Disney movie, or, you know, you think you're in Universal Studios and you're in a movie set. Is it actually real? It's this unbelievable medieval old town. In fact, it took a lot of the Disney movies took inspiration from it. It has your drawbridges and conical towers. And it was also the setting of Nottingham Castle in Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. So it's a really, really quite spectacular, the town itself. It's, again, it's a walled town. So you can get, again, really, really cheap flights Ryanair. If you stay outside the city, the hotels are unbelievable. Like, and I mean, 20 minutes walk in, great value. But I just thought it would make a really lovely special occasion kind of holiday. So I picked a 5-star, the best hotel inside the city walls. You're talking $629 for a 3-night weekend break with flights. But like you could get now prices for half that if you were happy to stay outside. Be lovely for a special occasion holiday. Again, people who like wine, food, because you're in the Languedoc region of France. So plenty to do in that area as well.
And give us one last one again with Ryanair and into Seville.
Seville, again, I think this is one of those Spanish cities that has it all. You have the culture, the food, all your tapas bars, but also that Plaza de España, like it's absolutely stunning. You've got the Royal Alcazar. The cathedral there is one of the largest in the world, the largest Gothic cathedrals in the world. So you've got all the culture, lots of architectural treasures for anybody who's interested. And then you've got the river, the Guadalquivir River, where, as Christopher Spanish Train mentions, so you can kayak along that. It has, and because it's so far south in Spain as opposed to Bilbao, you can actually go right up into the winter. In fact, Ryanair continue flights during the summer until the end of October, Sunday and Wednesday, but then they change to Saturday and Monday in the winter. So it's really nice. You could go for even 2 nights if you wanted to. Again, it's one of the temperatures are generally warm year round, so it just makes a really nice kind of balmy city break.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much. Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie.
The last word.
With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.